Here we go.
Healthy board, thank you, sir.
So in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
they used to say when we were drilling, when we were like doing like GQ drills and shit, they'd say start the problem, start the clock.
Start the problem, start the clock. So that's going to be...
this is a fucking problem.
And now we can start the clock.
Hell yes.
Ready? Boom.
All right. Shall we then?
We shall.
All right. Welcome back, you motherfuckers.
I almost thought you weren't going to do that. You got the bottle of whiskey. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, I know. I just picked it up to look at it.
Did he miss a step?
No. I listened to the podcast today, and we came on very subtly with friends.
The gentle.
Yeah.
The soft sell.
Yeah, now you guys are just back to motherfuckers. So
what's up, bud? How you been?
Good.
Yeah.
Fucking busy. Busy as always. Funny, your dad texted me because we had him on yesterday and he was talking about those cigars.
Yeah.
So he sent me a picture of the cigars. Of the ones he said, in case you want to. So I'm going to order some of them.
Oh, yeah. The ones he
would get. The sweet bourbon double shot.
Yeah, that's what he was saying, right?
Yep. He said, have a great day. Love you. Oh, yeah. Say hi to my other son, too, if you see him.
Thanks, boss. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Hey, my dad calls Orion his adopted son, and they have conversations and stuff all by themselves. I'm like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm in the room.
So we got some random rain today. What the fuck is the deal here in California?
It rained probably the hardest I might have ever been rained on the 15 freeway on my way home today.
Really?
We were doing 35 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, of
course. And that was too fast.
Yeah.
There was probably, no lie, there was probably an inch of rain, at least on the freeway. I couldn't see the markers.
Really?
I couldn't see anything. And it was, Waze popped up and said, bad weather ahead. And I'm like, yeah, no shit, I can see it. Then all of a sudden, dude, it was big raindrops and then just, it was fucking wild.
The problem with California is we don't, as California, we don't have good water collection. Like, our rainwater just goes to nothing. So that's why California has no water.
Well, like, look at San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
They got fucking 6 inches of rain in 2 days, and it wrecked everything. Yeah. And it all just goes to the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, so you'd think by now California would stop complaining about the fact that we have no water and start catching whatever rainwater we get.
You would think they would change some infrastructure and collect it.
I mean, there's a way. I mean, you know, instead of complaining and spending all our money on other shit, hello, California. We pay a fucking ton of taxes. We could probably get some shit built.
I feel like maybe you and I, and some napkins, could sketch something out. Fire it off to old Newsom, see what he does about it. Hey, we don't really like you, but build this.
But hey, collectively, we collectively need this.
Have you heard of Shadow Wisdom Podcast? Yeah. We're here to make your day better and solve your water problems.
Yeah, maybe we'll tag him in this episode.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Good, that'll be awesome.
I don't need your support, but I'd take it. I'd be okay with it if you took my recommendation and fucking ran with it.
Yeah, dude, do something good for once.
Never mind.
Okay, we're gonna stop fucking around.
We're getting off on a tangent.
So, saw my girl today, saw Michelle.
Dude, I had an early doctor's appointment. I was like, ooh, I should see if I could go. And I fucking got on Instagram and it's like, all booked up all this week and next week. Thanks, everybody. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you should just call her.
Yeah.
She'll come in. Well, she probably won't come in as early as you need her to, but she'll come in and hang out and open early if you can get in there.
Okay. Maybe I'll see.
She's good about that.
Dude, I got my beard is starting to tickle my ears.
So yeah.
That's how I know it needs some addressing.
I went in there today and I was like, I want to get some length on the beard, but my mustache is irritating the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
She was like, I got you.
Yeah.
So shout out Michelle. Who ordered merch. So we have a couple of our friends who have been ordering merch.
Yeah, my folks did.
Yeah.
Javier did. Michelle did.
Yeah. Your parents ordered hoodies, which we weren't selling.
Yeah, I know. We might have to make a special.
Yeah.
My mom wants one for Cousin Paul.
Okay.
Who we got. I still haven't met Cousin
Paul. Shattered from. We'll have to get his ass out here. He's so much fun.
Yeah. So so shout out to all of our listeners and everybody out there in podcast land who supports us.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that shit. I mean, this is not something we get paid for, but this is absolutely something that we get to do now.
Yeah.
Pretty regularly. We have a reasoning behind getting together and getting chatted.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like, yeah. And it's, you've said it a bunch of times, it's cathartic.
Yes.
You know, we get to sit here and laugh and joke and talk, and I don't think people realize it by talking through things and kind of opening up, you actually relieve a lot of stress and kind of get some things off your chest. So it's fun.
You know, and I realize that I will rant and rave about things about my, you know, my life and things that bother me. And, and you know, and like I said, you know, listening back, I don't always think like, oh, that was the best look for me, but I feel better after.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel better when I get it out, get it off my chest. And obviously it's fucking recorded now, so it'll be a soundbite somewhere forever. I feel like that's the point.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a conversation that we are having that people can join in on.
Right.
And that people can relate to, and that can hopefully help, you know, maybe brighten their day up a little bit if they get a laugh, if they get a smile, if they get pissed off.
Yeah, if you get mad about this, fucking come back tomorrow. We'll fucking do it again.
Yeah, if it elicits some kind of emotional response, it's doing its job.
Mm-hmm. You're having a bad day, man. If you're having a hard time, come hang out. We'll make you laugh. We're this... Fuck, this is us in person, too. Yeah. Like, we don't fucking... This is us. This is what you get in life.
Yeah, this is pretty much it. Speaking of that, we got Topgolf.
Yes.
June 1st.
June 1st.
Check in on that. Get signed up for that. Yeah. DOFO, we're still trying to figure out the DOFO thing, so that's kind of a TBD. We will figure that out, but definitely for sure Topgolf. And if you've never gone and done Topgolf...
It's not just golf.
It's not just golf.
Yeah.
It's, and I am not a golfer by any stretch of the imagination, and Topgolf is a lot of fun.
It is a really good time. You don't even have to golf. You can come hang out. You can do whatever you want. I think it'll be a good time. I think it'll be a really good time.
Oh, it'll be a great time. And one other thing, too. We're talking about maybe doing some live stuff.
Yes.
A live stream. Am I using the term correct? Live stream. So
will that be something that we don't air? We just do it just for our fans to come on, and just if you're there, you see it, and if you miss it, you miss it?
Yeah. Okay, I'm down. We'll figure it out. JJ tossed it out there. We think it's a good idea. So
yeah, and we can do like live interactions and stuff and answer questions, and we'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
You want to do a question?
You want to do a question?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I'll do it.
Does JJ want to do the question since you're sitting in the studio? Okay, fine.
Because I'll pick one that I know, but I know what it is, and I'm like waiting for you guys to pick it.
Well, then pick it.
Dude, if you can tell by the size of this weird folder... Well, I know this is one of yours because it's tiny.
Yeah, of course. She cuts the weirdest fucking papers.
Oh, this is a decent one.
Oh.
What does the concept of home mean to you, and where do you feel most at home?
At home?
In my house.
In this room right here. This is my safe space, man. I don't know. The concept of home... I don't even know how to answer this correctly.
Well, I think... So last weekend we went down to my parents' house and got our taxes done. And we've been down there, God, it was a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago. We went down there for something and we stayed the night, and the girls, you know, stayed the night. So the girls stay in my sister's room and my old room.
Right.
And Kendra and I stayed down in the guest house in the apartment over the barn.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I was there and I was getting real nostalgic because, you know, I walk in there and that place has so many memories to me, right? We moved in when I was 21. You know, I lived there all through high school, all through, you know, I came back after I went to school at Arizona State. Mm-hmm. Then I lived with my parents after college for a while, and I helped my dad build that house. And there are so many memories. And it was funny, like walking around there, just kind of reliving all those memories.
Yeah.
I think that's something that's feels very home to me. But the house that I live in now, I feel like the house that Kendra and I live in now, we've lived in forever.
Right.
But I feel like you guys have lived in this house
forever.
I feel like we've been doing this podcast for fucking 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been 6 months, you know. It's just, like you said, it's safe, it's comfortable, it's, I don't know. That's what home is to me.
So for me, you know, my childhood growing up, I moved around a lot.
Yeah.
And then I moved in with my dad when I was 14, you know, and then 4 years I lived there with him. And so I've never, like, ever, like, been steady. Like, this is mine. This is home. This is, you know, where I want to be and all the things. So to have this now, this is what I want my son to have, you know. Like, this yeah. is this is the thing that I'd never had. You know, I didn't grow up with all my same friends and you know, get to go to college together or high school or even middle school. You know, I moved around a lot. But it's important for I would say for child development and yeah. their personality and how they are willing to approach situations. Because if you're the new kid every other year, you know nobody. And you're not going out and hanging out with people and you're not having friends and you're not getting invited to things. So it's a different way of life when you're always on the move, you know? So it's one of those things, man. But this right here, this comfortable for me, it's 'cause it's mine.
Yeah. Well, and Kendra, it's funny. Kendra calls this house our forever home.
Mm-hmm.
And Kendra and I have lived in four different houses.
Yeah.
We've owned three. We rented for 1 year. But every house we lived in, like the first house we lived in was this little tiny condo that she had bought in Temecula.
Yeah.
And we had Ella there. But it was we didn't know any of the neighbors. We didn't talk to them. All of us were all very different.
Right.
The guy next to us was a dick. The guy catty corner to us, he and his wife were like recluses. You never saw them.
Okay.
And the other guy across the way was a nightclub promoter or some shit. So like we didn't have any friends in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Then we moved. We lived for a year in Aliso Viejo, which we were renting. We knew that wasn't our house. And then we moved to Eastvale, and there were neighbors across the street that have what we had, and our kids went to the same school, but we like never got invited.
Yeah.
And they had like the houses backed up to each other, so the garages faced each other. It was like an alleyway.
Yeah.
And all the kids would play out there, and they never invited us to come over. Like we weren't. Every now and then we went over there, but we were never part of the clique. But
yeah, you weren't there at the beginning.
Yeah. But when we moved in here, it was like, oh, okay, this feels good and it feels nice. But right. I mean, even the neighborhood feels like home.
Yeah. Well, it used to.
Yeah.
I mean, we, you know, and obviously we moved out of your neighborhood too, but you had a core. You had a fucking solid core. You had everything you wanted right there.
Yep. It was pretty dope for a couple years.
Yeah, it was really nice. You know, and life happens, man. And you know, it's to nobody's fault, man. I don't blame my parents for, you know, fuck. I don't blame my parents for, you know, not being together and you know, for moving around. It's I'm here because of that, you know. Like, all my shit, all my fucking problems, all my struggles, all the things that I dealt with put me here.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the... kind of message for people, like, yeah, life sucks sometimes. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It fucking sucks.
No.
But it gets better.
It gets better.
It gets
better. The work in, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and if today's your worst day, then tomorrow can't be any worse, you know? Yeah. So fucking see what tomorrow brings. And that's kinda what I think about, man, when I think back to like my, hey, I had this or that or whatever, you know, I try not to dwell on it and try not to complain a bunch, but it absolutely turns you, everything that you go through in life turns you into the person that you are, the person that you want to be, the person that you strive to be.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through some shit.
Yeah.
It sucks, but it's fucking life, man. Like, hey, if life is easy all the time, how did you do it? Yeah, I don't know. Share your secrets. I don't know.
Yeah, strife breeds character. You know, it breeds character, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then there's that saying, the strong men create easy times create weak men create hard times create strong men. I mean, it's an evolution, you know, and I feel like if you went through some shit, you're better off for it rather than if everything was just kind of like here, you know, here's this, you have this, you know, fucking fairy tale life, which I know people whose parents are still married and even they don't have that, you know, like it's, everybody goes through a struggle. You have to find your own shit out, whether it's fucking trying to find a job, trying to find something you like in life, start a family, dating, like it all is a fucking melting pot to make you, and I'm good with where I'm at.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy.
Yeah,
I feel at home.
Yeah, so I guess today we can get into what we're actually going to talk about.
Yes, sir.
So we are naturally creatures of habit.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
So and JJ was laughing when she was writing some of this stuff down for us. But yeah, so creatures of habit. I do the same things every day.
I do the same things. I wear the same clothes.
Yeah.
You know, my company has given me a half of the clothes in my closet, the shirts and jackets are my company's shirts and jackets. So they've given me so much stuff. I wear all their stuff. I wear,
yeah,
you know, the same work boots. I go to the same place.
Yep.
But like I'm, Kendra always laughs at me because same thing JJ does with you is that I am such a creature of habit.
Yeah.
Like, we'll start with our like our morning routines. Like mine, my alarm goes off at 4:25.
Mm-hmm.
The Keurig starts at 4:25.
Okay.
I get up, I check weather, and I check traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go take a Pepsi AC because if I don't, I
you'll die.
Raging heartburn. While I'm doing that, I start my coffee. I throw the cold things in my lunchbox, mm-hmm. which I've already put all the other stuff in there the night before.
Yeah.
I throw that in my lunchbox. I finish making my coffee, pour it in my like to-go mug, put it on the table, and I go and I brush my teeth and I put my clothes on mm-hmm. and I put deodorant on and I put my boots on. I don't tie them. I just put my boots on. And I go out and I get in my truck and I turn on Waze and then I head to work.
You know what's funny is I, before I got cowboy boots, I used to tie my boots when I got to where I was going.
Uh-huh.
Like I, my thing was always, I can take the time to tie them now, but I don't fucking have to. And if I don't get out of this door, traffic's going to just pile and pile and pile. And then, you know, you sit down, you get comfortable, you kind of relax in the morning. I can't do that because otherwise I'll be like, oh, fuck, now there's traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so same thing, dude. My morning routine is same thing. When I wake up in the morning, I
check my emails, my work emails first.
Mm-hmm. Make sure I didn't get any
fucking anything that I missed or any kind of orders or any kind of problems. You know, brush my teeth. I used to do my hair, now I just throw on a hat.
And then getting dressed and going down and looking for all my stuff that JJ hid from where I put it the night before.
And I'll get into my nighttime routine. But yeah, my mornings are that. I don't really eat breakfast anymore. I like Red Bulls. I like the watermelon Red Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Grab one of those on the go. If you've ever been in my truck, you know I have 300 bottles of water, and I just keep throwing them in there thinking I'm going to drink them. but I don't. I mean, I just collect water bottles. I don't know.
Yeah, see, I don't eat breakfast either. I get to work,
mm-hmm.
and then I have like a Bevita and granola bars and that kind of stuff. Yeah. That's breakfast. I eat that when I get to my desk.
Yeah. And then, you know what I am a super creature of, though? If I take people to lunch, I will take them to places that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I frequent the same places often because I'm like, I like this place for whatever, like Korean barbecue. I'll go to Korean barbecue like twice a month, like
if I can, you know, if I can talk people into going to lunch with me. And that and Shogun. I mean, I used to go to Shogun all the fucking time.
But it's, hey, what do you want to do for lunch? And I'm like, I want to do Shogun. Yeah. Like, it's right down the street, or I want to do this or that. Or
but like, even I take the same thing for lunch, like the basics.
Yeah.
Take raisins, a granola bar, a Belvita, like a trail mix bar, chips, and some kind of fruit, usually banana.
Yeah.
I have those six things always in my lunchbox. And if I don't have leftovers from the night before,
mm-hmm.
I at least have those six things that I will eat up until lunch, and then I will go somewhere and get something.
Yeah.
But it's like every fucking day. And Kendra's like, Sundays, oh, it's Sunday. Do we need to do an Instacart order? Do we need to get groceries? I'm like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You know this.
I need my stuff for the week.
Yeah. I start doing laundry on Thursday. Like, there's a routine. But I don't think about it.
Yeah.
So we have morning routine and then nighttime routine. So we'll call after work routine.
Yeah. Like, get home from work.
Get home from work. So I always, same thing, man. Come in. I take my hat off. And I usually, you know, if it's daylight savings now, so it's pretty light outside. But when it would get dark earlier, I'd have my glasses on top of my hat. So I'd take my hat off, boom, set it on the counter, my keys and my wallet on the counter.
Yep.
This is where it is. I know where to find it. Every day. Like, that's what I do. And JJ can fucking put a watch to it. Hey, Jared's going to come in that door. He's going to put all his shit right here, and then I'm going to move it. I do that, but I know where it is.
Yep.
And that's my thing of, like, if I put it here, I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
And JJ just doesn't like that.
Oh, dude. She's like, that doesn't go there. I'm like, eh, kind
of
does.
Kendra, a lot of times, she's like, do you know where my glasses are, or my phone, or my keys, or my this? And I tell her, you know, if you put them in the same place, you wouldn't lose them.
Yeah.
And she'll just look at me like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I go, do I ever ask you where my shit is?
Exactly.
I only do if you've cleaned up and you've put it somewhere.
Right.
But I always know. And the same thing for me. Because I get up so early, I try to creep around the house, and I've got the minimal amount of lights on. So I need to know.
Yeah, exactly where everything is.
And so my 9-10 routine, same thing. I come home, and I put my lunchbox, my keys. I always leave my wallet in my lunchbox, and I put my sunglasses in the top. Like, my lunchbox has two compartments. I put my sunglasses in the top compartment, put my wallet on the outside, put my keys right there, put my backpack with my laptop and shit. Mm-hmm. And if I wear a jacket, I put that over my backpack because I know I'm going to put it on before right. I fucking grab my backpack. I put it all right there at the end of the dining room table. And Kendra's like, there's a closet with hangers in there for that stuff. And I go, okay. I just do my shit anyway.
Hey, you know who needs to worry about that? The kids. Because this is my house.
Yeah. I'll get home. And a lot of nights, I go get the kids from school. Mm-hmm. I hate Tuesdays.
Why?
Tuesdays are my most, like, hectic days because I leave work at 3:30 and it takes me anywhere from an hour and 45 minutes to 2.5 hours to get home. Yeah,
your job site's not close.
Usually on Tuesdays, it takes me around 2 hours.
Yeah.
But Charlie has dance at 6.
So you have to, like, go.
So I got
to
go. So I get home. I get the girls from school. I get them back to the house. We drop all our shit. I get Charlie a snack. Make sure she's in dance appropriate clothes, which right. it's hip hop, so you don't have to put tutu or nothing on. But then we have to go drive to dance, so I have to leave by 5:40 to go drive to dance, dancing from 6 to 7. Then we come home, and then we got to do dinner and bath and homework and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So generally Tuesdays, I get up at 4:25 in the morning, and I actually can sit back down on the couch and relax
right.
at like 8 o'clock at night.
So our work days, I think, are the only thing that change drastically.
Yes.
So, you know, and you know, you can go from fucking working on a job site to it being flooded and you got to go fucking walk out there and unflood your and you got to go and unfuck your job site. So Hunter now plays soccer, right? Or he's been playing soccer, but we have him on a new team and Monday practice, Tuesday practice, Wednesday practice, Thursday game, Friday game, weekend tournaments. Like, my life is scheduled.
Uh-huh.
And that's why, so I'm always available. If you want to do something, yes, I'm available. And JJ will say, you didn't check the calendar, did you? Like, no, I didn't make that plan. You did. Like, just because you put it on the calendar doesn't mean that I had planned on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I get invited to golf, like, yeah, I'm going to go golf.
We have a dry erase calendar on our pantry.
Mm-hmm.
So Kendra writes all the stuff on there, like the main stuff that she's planned. And we work around it accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing, like, even on, like, it's funny, like, nighttime, the end of my nighttime routine is to set me up for the next morning.
Right.
So at night, like, after we get home, girls do homework, we'll make dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We eat dinner as a family, and then everybody showers, and then we will sit down and watch TV.
Yeah.
And we watch American Idol.
Okay.
Now we're watching The Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah.
Really, actually, great show.
Okay.
Really easy, good family show. So we watch American Idol or The Goldbergs. If there's a Saturday Night Live, Kendra and I will watch Saturday Night Live, and the girls will, like, watch a movie in the den.
Yeah.
Or we'll argue about a family movie to watch.
Of course.
And we watch all the same fucking movies over and over and over again. And the girls love our movies from, like, we were growing up. They love, like, A League of Their Own.
Right.
Castaway. We've watched all the Jurassic Parks and Jurassic Worlds. We love all them.
Yeah.
But, like, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm.
And they like Big, you know, with Tom Hanks and all that kind of shit. So we argue about what to watch, but generally we're not through The Goldbergs yet. So we'll watch a couple episodes of Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Kids will go to bed, and Ella or Kendra and I will watch something. A stand-up comedian, one of the shows we want to watch, something like that.
Yeah.
But then I pack everything in my lunch. I put my coffee cup on the Keurig, put my scoop of sugar in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know in the morning, all I have to do is open it up and put a new pod in it and hit start. Like, right. This is all automated. I don't have to think about this shit.
So I'm not a morning person. Everybody knows I'm not a morning person. Mornings are rough for me. And I don't know if it's because I don't sleep well or what the fucking case is, but whatever it is, I'm always tired. I've never feel rested. So I used to lay all my clothes the night before. Like, so me and JJ both have walk-in closets or whatever, but on mine, I have hooks.
Okay.
On the door, you know, you can hook stuff.
Yeah.
I put an outfit there and be like, okay, this is what I'm going to wear tomorrow.
Nice.
So that way I can maximize my morning. Because if I got to go, if you give me options in the morning and I've got 700 fucking t-shirts in there, I'm going to just keep searching. I will procrastinate the fuck out of leaving this house in the morning. Because I'm tired. I don't want to. So I used to, you know, and you know yourself, you know. And I found the little cheat hacks that would fucking get me around that, man. Like, all right, hey, my clothes are already laid out and all this shit, you know. And at the end of the day, you know, my routine's pretty much the same, man. I
I like to sit on the couch, watch some kind of TV show or movie, figure out what's for dinner. Since Hunter has soccer practice all the fucking time, it's, hey, soccer practice, home shower, you go to your room, you're going to lay down, we go to our room, we hang out, and I watch the same three shows when I go to sleep. I watch Schitt's Creek.
Nice.
I watch Scrubs. Since I haven't been able to see it lately, I watched the first 48.
Kendra watches, for a long time, it was Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I used to watch Grey's, yeah.
And now, because Kendra has to fall asleep with the TV on.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is terrifying to me. So it was Grey's Anatomy, then it was Roseanne for a long time, and now it's Friends.
Yeah, I used to do Friends when I first got with JJ.
And I asked her, I go, why do you watch the same shit? She said, I know what's going to happen in the episode.
Yes, you don't have to pay attention.
You don't have to pay attention, but yeah. I like the noise and the light. It helps me go to sleep. And I would sleep in a hole. If you dug me a hole, I would sleep in a dark, cold, quiet hole. That's my jam.
Yeah. JJ says goodnight, rolls over, and she's gone within 13 seconds.
Oh, dude.
Like, she's just poof. And I'm like, how do you do that? And she's like, I don't understand how you don't. I'm like, oh, touche.
You're like, it's all about what's up here, huh?
Yeah, no, I can't turn it off. I can't fucking, you know, and there have been times, you know, like young me in my job, man, where I've been stressed about work and things. And did I call this off or did I pick this up or did I put in this order? And I will sit in bed and like fucking ponder, like, did I miss something? Did I fuck something up? Part of anxiety, part of life, I guess. You know, you don't want to fuck something up. So I would be like in bed laying there like, fuck, I gotta do this thing.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere. Just like, fucking, here you go.
There's people that say, oh, you know what you should do? Is you write a list before you go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And then you have all written down. No, my ass?
Uh-huh.
Start writing the list, then I'll wake up to add things to the list.
Yeah.
It makes it even worse. Like, yeah. I can't fucking do that shit.
Yeah. No, I can't do it.
But what's funny, too, is like the weekends now, too, have kind of bled into that. Like, I go to Orange Theory. I was going at 7:30, but now it's just either you run or you do strength training. I like the other, like, circuit training. Yeah. So 8:45, Saturday and Sunday, I'm in Orange Theory. I'm up at 5:30.
Of course you are.
And I get up and clean.
Because
it's the thing I can do that's quiet.
Yeah.
I want to start working on my wheelies, my pickup truck. I'm going to start doing that soon.
Yeah, we got to get that thing out of your garage.
Yeah, absolutely. But I get up and I clean.
Yeah.
And like for me, like I do the dishes.
Okay.
And Kendra hates doing the dishes. I do the dishes. I clean the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not clean from the night before, I get up and I do all that kind of stuff. And I'll watch. I love all the car shows where they're building cars.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I watch Texas Metal, Loud and Lifted. There's a Shorty's Custom Shop. I watch. It's all on Motor Trend.
Huh.
I watch all those fucking car shows. The one they had one on Netflix.
Yeah.
It was about a place, Gotham Garage. It's in Temecula.
Yeah.
So I watched Gotham Garage. I watch all that shit where they're building something. I'll have that on in the background. Or I listen to music.
Okay.
Put my headphones in.
Yeah.
Do dishes, clean as much as I can. Maybe throw in a couple loads of laundry. Fuck around with Murphy.
Yeah.
Like, but that's my Saturday morning routine and Sunday morning routine. And then whatever after that.
Yeah.
If it's summer, we're in somebody's pool.
We're at somebody's house.
Here or our house or... we're doing a barbecue or we're doing something like that. We used to go on golf cart rides all the time. Yeah. We will once it warms up. Yeah, I grab the girls and the dog and we go drive around and do that kind of shit. But yeah, weekends are the same type of thing unless we have something planned.
Yeah.
It's I'm going to do this and Kendra down too is the same. Well, I'm going to do this in the morning too. Our mornings are pretty well programmed and then we kind of go from there.
Yeah. Yeah, weekends I think are the only exception to the rule because you don't necessarily have to do that mundane thing that you do all of the time. It's not your fucking cycle.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm sure that, you know, for you waking up at 5:30, I mean, it's just your body like, hey, man, you got shit to do today.
Yep.
Not me. Like, but, you know, I go to sleep around, I don't know, late as fuck, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And that could add to why I'm so tired, but I can't sleep, man. But,
well, it's funny you say, like, you want to maximize your sleep.
Yeah.
I do too. Mm-hmm. Which is why, like, I'm up at 4:25. I'm out by 4:45.
Right.
20, and I have no hair. I have nothing to get ready.
Right.
You're lucky if I brush my beard in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm in the truck fucking running my fingers through it.
But I know that I have to get up at 4:25. I know on the weekends, like, there are some weekends I sleep till 6 or 6:30.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if I'm tired, I have to backdate that and go, if I want a good night of sleep, I know I'm probably going to be up at 5.
Right.
I need to go to bed at 8.
Right.
Like, I can't, I just can't sleep in, so I right. have to go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
And mind you, there are some Friday nights where we come home and we're like, fuck it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Fridays are the worst. Fridays, for us, we call that our old person day because we want to be in bed at 7 o'clock.
There are Fridays where we come home and we go, you know what, girls? The girls love to hear this. What they always, we pick them up from school, and their routine, we pick them up from school, is what's for dinner?
Right.
And sometimes we go, you know what? We're just snacking for dinner.
Yeah.
And that is literally the pantry and the fridge are open.
Right. Whatever you
like,
want.
It's a buffet. You want to make mac and cheese? Great. You want to eat yogurt? Cool. You want to make a sandwich? I don't care. There's leftovers. Yeah. The world is your oyster.
Yeah.
But we tell them, oh, let's snack. And they all, Kendra and I open a bottle of wine and we'll, you know, eat some cheese and crackers and eat some of this and that. And I'm sitting on the couch and there are nights or Saturday mornings I wake up in my jeans and my t-shirt on the couch.
Yeah.
And I go, huh? And when everybody wakes up,
tired.
Yeah, when everybody wakes up, I go, I don't remember the end of last night. They're like, well, your night ended at 7:30.
Yeah,
we all watched. Bye-bye. Yeah, we watched Jurassic World, and you're
like your own world.
we just left you right there on the couch.
Yeah, thank you. Don't wake me up. Hey, that's my thing too. If I fall asleep somewhere, don't fucking wake me up.
Dude, we came home the other night, and Kendra has been burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. It was Ella texted me at like 5 o'clock, and she had a question like, "Hey, can I have a snack or something?" I'm like, "You're home with mom. Ask her." She said, "Mom's asleep." I'm like, "Okay." I'm coming in. Kendra's sound asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And we had planned on like going to dinner. It was a Friday.
Right.
We were like, "Let's go to dinner. We'll make it an easy night." I come home, and she is snoring out.
Yeah, you know, cold. She's getting that good sleep.
Yeah, yeah. And she needed it. She needed to catch up on it. And we tried to wake her up, and I finally told the girls, fuck it, let's go to Alvarado's, a little Mexican restaurant. And we went,
dude, so good.
Went through the drive through, got burritos, came home. Kendra was still asleep. We ate burritos, watched some TV, went to bed. All of us went to bed. I think I went to bed at like 8:45. It was awesome. 10 o'clock rolls around, and Kendra wakes up and wakes me up, and I'm like, oh, what's going on?
Welcome back.
And she's like, oh, did you guys go to dinner? I'm like, yep, everyone's in bed. Okay, we all went back to bed. She went back to sleep, but like needed that. Like if you're, you know, you got to pay attention to your body. If your body needs that, it's going to get it.
Yeah, and especially like if you're passing out at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the couch, not in, like if you go crawl into bed, that's different. But if you can get real sleep on the couch, you're tired. You are exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, and that's where I, like if I fall asleep on the couch, like I need to sleep here.
Well, Kendra gives me shit all the time because she's like, I wish you'd wake me up. And I go, no, I'm not waking you up. Because half the time I wake you up, you growl at me.
Yes. I'm angry when somebody wakes me up. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the looks you give me and stuff, like, I don't need that hate in my life from you. I'm just going to I'm gonna put a blanket on you and we'll see you when we see you. Yeah. It's okay. And I go, hey, it's okay. By the way, girls are fed. Everyone's happy. We all had a great night.
Yeah.
You just slept through
everything is taken care of.
Yeah, and trust me, they're my nights at 7 o'clock when I fall asleep. Don't fucking wake me up either.
No, same. Like, and that's the thing about being a team as parents, man, is that hey, I've got it.
Hey, you know,
you wake up at 4 a.m. I know you're tired, 8 o'clock if the kids want to go do something or go out or whatever. Boom. You know, we just switch it on, you know, and that's important. Because, I mean, I know there's days JJ's exhausted too. She wakes up at the fucking crack of dawn too for no real reason. But that's why she falls asleep in 13 seconds. And
we're exhausted.
It's just like, I've been up for fucking 12 hours longer than you. I'm like, I agree. So you will knock out. But
but it's good to know the routine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Kendra will come in and I'll look at her and she'll be like, when she says, man, I'm so stressed at work, I just go, okay.
Yeah.
Doing dishes, I'm cleaning the kitchen. When she says something like that, I know I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that everything at home is taken care of. So if you're that stressed out at work, I got the house. You can just come home and go.
Yeah, here's your glass of wine.
Yep, like, here's your glass of wine. Oh, cool. The kitchen's clean. The kids are fed. They're safe. Picked them up from school. Took them to all their things. Did all their things. Murphy's this. That's the other thing. This is all on autopilot, it's taken care of. You can just come home and relax because I got this.
Yeah. Well, and if your whole day is stressed, you don't need your whole night to be stressed.
No, absolutely.
So back to our topic.
Yeah.
So hotel rooms, like when I travel, same thing, right? So I open the door, put the don't fucking bother me sign on that motherfucker.
I lock it and I pull out the thing that stops the door.
Yep.
And then I turn the AC down to like 65.
Oh, you and Kendra.
and then I throw myself on, if I have two beds or one, doesn't matter. You know, I throw myself on the bed, kick my shoes off, jump in bed, and I turn on the TV and I look for First 48. Every time. That's mine and JJ's running joke is that every time we're in a hotel, we watch First 48.
That's funny.
And it, like, Vegas, dude, Vegas, every time we go to Vegas, we're, after the casino, we're in bed, we're watching First 48 laughing and fucking talking shit.
My travel and hotel thing is very different from yours.
Yeah.
I don't do.
Turn the heater up to 74.
No. I don't necessarily like it hot, but I do all my laundry before we leave. Mm-hmm. I want the house clean,
right,
and my laundry done. So when I come home, because everybody knows you need a vacation from your vacation.
Yes.
When I get home, I want to make sure everything, I can just come home and have least amount of work to do. Right. So before we even travel, I make sure I have that. And then I make sure, like, are our boarding passes? Do we have this? Is everything set up? I'm a pre-planner. Like, you made fun of me on the boar hunt that I was like travel dad.
Yeah
but you were. I am. That's me. I'm pre-planning. Do we make their sandwiches or packs? Yeah, are we ready?
Sure.
You got this? Sandwich. You got that? Yeah, you know. That, but that's me. Hey, let's do it all now when we're fucking around.
I was half a bottle of whiskey deep. I was in no mood to make a sandwich.
I know. We almost had to catch hands. You gave me a look at one point, and I was like, this is going to go one of two ways.
I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. I don't think about it. You saw what I bought at the fucking store. Yes.
Yeah. Like, if you gave a raccoon a debit card and said, go get snacks for yourself.
Yeah. I'll be able to live for 3 hours, I promise.
Hey, you little trash panda, treat yourself.
Yeah, no, I need a woman in my life.
For sure.
I'll fucking starve. There's only so much Top Ramen you could eat.
Yeah, that lacks some nutrients.
Yeah,
but,
man.
But I don't, like, a hotel room thing, I don't necessarily do that. And what's funny too, well, I guess my creature habit thing, I don't really unpack in a hotel room.
No.
Like, we did on the cruise, but we were there for 7 days.
For a week, yeah.
But if we go somewhere, like, even with, so when Kendra and I went to Mexico for Nico's wedding, we were there for 4 days, for like 4 nights. I never unpacked my suitcase.
I do not mind living out of a bag.
No, I hung stuff up, right? I had a suit I had to wear because I officiated their wedding. So that got ironed and hung up, but the rest of the shit stayed in the bag.
Yeah. So JJ likes to unpack the bags. She will put, and it doesn't matter if we're going for 2 days or 10. She will put, you know, underwear here, socks here, fucking all your shits, you know, and I will scrounge through a bag. So I go to San Diego sometimes for work, and I go other places for work. I'll just leave it in the bag. Uh-huh. Like, there is no point. Me taking that shit out.
That seems like such a wasted step for me.
Yeah.
I know where it all is in this bag.
Yeah.
And I travel with the small rolly carry-on.
Yes.
I would travel out of a backpack. And Kendra used to make fun of me because I'm like, I got my backpack all packed. She's like, you put everything in your backpack. And I go, I travel light and fast, hun.
Yeah.
If it's nothing formal and I can wear the shit I got on and some other stuff and we're gone for a weekend.
Yeah, if I can mix and match, fucking A.
Yeah, it's in my backpack. Where the...
Yeah, what do I need?
Kendra got 7 bags and a fucking trailer to bring all her luggage? No.
We took 4 suitcases on the cruise.
Yes.
I'm like,
We did too. I go, babe, we don't...
And we had laundry service for free.
And massive fucking suitcases. Yeah. I'm like, babe, we had to weigh it at the airport. We were 47 pounds. We barely got in under that 50-pound thing. What the fuck? Why are we carrying all that with us? It doesn't matter.
No. No, and JJ would be like, well, I packed just in case. I'm like, you packed me 7 long sleeves and 7 short sleeves. Uh-huh. Don't do that.
No. And so what's funny, when we come home from traveling, my suitcase, unless like the last cruise we went on where they did all our laundry, my suitcase stops in the laundry room. When we have a single story house.
Yeah.
So you come in from the garage and you go, you walk in the laundry room. Yeah. I leave my suitcase there. And if I'm the last one in, I open it and I just shove it all in the laundry machine and I fucking start it.
Yeah.
Why not? I'm going to have to.
Yeah. It has to get done.
Yeah. It's going to. Yeah. And Kendra has brought a suitcase in and puts it in the room and it just sits there and sits there and sits there. And I'm like, dude, we're here.
Yeah. I don't need anything out of that bag.
No. Let's just fucking wash that shit and get it done.
Yeah. So driving, man. Same thing every time. So adult me now puts on my seatbelt. You know, child me would be like, oh, no, seatbelts are not cool. you know, uh-huh. and I would drive around with a seatbelt on.
Well, now your truck probably, you and I drive Chevys.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing. Bing. Yeah, yeah. Holy fuck, it lets you know. Anyone, it's like your passenger farted. They need more fiber. Yeah, bing, bing, yeah. bing.
Windows rolling down.
Yeah, dude. So many alarms.
But I find myself, man, which is terrifying, just being so in just, hey, this is what I do and this is where I'm going. I won't realize how far I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, oh shit, I'm at the 241 already. How the fuck did I get here?
Oh, I wake up, it's the wrong term.
Right.
But there are times I wake up and I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm almost at work.
Right.
And I come to the realization that I'm here and I'm so automated.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden I'm there and I'm like, fuck, yeah. what happened to the last? Because I plan my days right. on my drive. So yes. I'm thinking something else.
Right. Yeah. So your mind's going, you are so dialed into this thing that we do that you don't have to be hyper vigilant. And I think that if you see something fucked up, your brain will click on. But especially in the mornings, your brain's kind of just like, you think about what you need. We do this every day.
It's muscle like, memory.
Yeah. We'll just get there. Yeah. It's fucking, it's being a creature of habit, man. Your body's just like, I got this.
Well, it's funny. So like, when we go to restaurants now, we're talking about like predictability, right? This right. leads you to predictability. We go to a restaurant and we go to a lot of the same restaurants.
Yeah.
And Kendra will go, you're going to order this.
Yeah.
Or she'll go, what are you going to order? And she looks at me like with that big smile, like, I can't wait to see this. And I'll go, oh, I'm going to get the this. She goes, I knew it. I knew you were going to get that. And I go, well, that's what I like. Well,
it's chicken tacos. They're fucking delicious.
Yeah. Like, it's sushi. I'm getting fucking house fried rice
for
chicken.
Yeah. I'm not getting that shit. Yeah, for sure.
So I get trapped in that.
You get so comfortable in the things that you do and mm-hmm. that you know. And if I'm at home, maybe I'll dabble in something else. But if I'm spending money on something.
Uh-huh.
And you go out to these dinners, man. I mean, some of these fucking places are outrageous.
And trust me, there have been plenty of places that Kendra and I have gone to dinner and ordered something and been like, oh, that sounds great. And it comes and we go, that was terrible.
Yes.
We went to a place in San Diego. I think we were down there for a comedy show. And we went to a restaurant. We were like, you know what? Let's go bar hop.
Yeah.
And we'll go to a restaurant. So we bar hopped and we went to this restaurant. And they had, like, calamari.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was calamari or it was octopus. And we're like, oh, yeah, it's fucking calamari fries. It's going to come out with the fucking sauce.
Yeah.
And it was a tentacle.
Really?
It was, like, 2 inches around with the sucker pods. It was charbroiled. And the guy put it down. And Kendra and I both looked at it and looked at him and looked at each other. And he said, bon appetit, and walked away. And we went, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is that? And she said, I thought it was calamari. And I said, I did too.
Yeah, put it into go bag. My dog will love this.
And we went, okay, well, we got to, we ordered, and you just cut a slab off of this, and it's just a thick, rubbery octopus steak. Yeah. And it was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other and said, well, we fucked that one up together, Okay, next, we remember that.
Yeah, so a little insider for you guys. So when we come do this podcast, we do pretty much the same thing every time, man. We, Jack comes over, we meet downstairs, you know, grab some ice cubes. What do you want to talk about today? I mean, it's we don't plan this shit. I promise you guys, we just fucking come on here and talk.
7 minutes before we hit record, we have a conversation.
Yeah, we're having a conversation. Then we come upstairs, somebody will write on the board, you know, some bullet points, and what do you want to talk about? We sit down, we put our headphones on, because we can hear each other before we start recording. And I always ask, what do you want to drink today?
Uh-huh.
And then, hey, you ready to start this show?
Uh-huh.
And that's every fucking time. Like, this thing doesn't change.
No.
The conversations change, but the lead up to, like, hey, how you been? How's your day? Good to see you, blah, blah, blah. All of our things that we do are all the same always.
Yep. Boba comes in. Boba the cat comes in. We open the door. Every
fucking time.
If we don't shut it, she'll open it and kind of look in and look at us. And she goes around Jared's chair. And then she goes around the closet. She goes on the futon. She jumps on me. I scratch her head. She goes to Jared. He scratches it. She patrols the room. And then JJ scoops her up and takes her out. And then
every time.
Takes pictures and sets up the camera and that kind of stuff. And
reminds us. This is one of our habits that we do. Because it works, and we don't need to change anything that we do because it works.
But if I show up and JJ's like, oh, Jarrett's getting ready or going to the bathroom or he's doing whatever, I just get the glasses out. I know where the ice cubes are. I get the ice cubes out. I know where the topics are.
Yeah.
We pull up the topics. JJ and I, well, we talk fucking shop. We figure, and then we come up here, and Jarrett sits closest to the door. He sits to my right.
Yep.
Like, that has always been Jarrett's seat. This has always been my seat. Yeah. Like, I don't know. We just, like...
It just is.
And what's funny, too, is, like, we never assigned that.
No.
So when we first started the podcast, I know you guys all can't see this, but there's a little metal desk.
Yeah.
And Jarrett used to sit across the desk from me.
Yeah. When we first started.
We never assigned that. That's just how it is. And then we set up the room. Jarrett's like, I'm going to sit here in this chair. And I'm like, okay, I'll sit in that chair.
Yeah.
But it's like we go to bed. I sleep. If you're standing at the foot of the bed, I sleep on the left-hand side.
Closest to your door.
Closest to the door.
I always sleep closest to the door.
Yep. Yeah. And Kendra sleeps on the right-hand side. She goes, oh, I used to sleep on the right-hand side. I'm like, that's great. Well, we don't do that anymore because I live here now.
Right. And yeah. You got me.
It's a man yes, thing.
Yes, 100%.
And like, I am here because it's me and the door and you.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to come to me first. I'm your line of defense. I'm your line of defense. And by the way, I know where the pistol is and how to get it loaded, and you sleep like somebody murdered you.
Yeah, you're not hearing anything.
You're going to awaken to gunshots, and hopefully they're defensive fire on my behalf.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to clear the house, and we're all going to be okay.
Right, 100%. Yeah, no, I'm the same, man, and especially in hotels, too. Like, so if we get like, last minute at a hotel, you know, you get the two queen beds, we will leave the first bed empty, and we will sleep in the furthest bed away from the door.
Yep.
And everything is to buy you time. Me, personally, I used to always lock my bedroom door.
Okay.
Since we have Hunter, we don't do that. But to me, that was just another line of defense. You hear somebody kick your door in, they're not creeping in your fucking room.
Yeah.
They're coming in with a vengeance, and they're alerting you that they're there. The scariest thing that I think could ever happen is if you wake up and somebody's already next to you.
Yep.
Like, goddamn, you're good.
Yeah. Like, how'd you get here? That's the first thing, like, fuck.
Yeah. Like, hey, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, you got me.
Yep. So I would always lock my door. Since we have the baby who's 8, could be fucking 9. we don't lock it in case, you know, he gets up in the middle of the night or something and he's freaked out or whatever. And I can only imagine how much more freaked out he would be if my door was locked.
Yes.
But at the same time, I tell him, like, hey, when you come in this fucking room, you don't come to my side of the bed. You do not, because I'll jab you in the fucking throat.
Yeah, you. I woke you up and we went hunting, and I came to the end of the bed and was like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, tapping you on your foot with, like, one foot out the door, like, this is going to go one of two ways. Yeah.
No, man. And that's the thing. There's nothing worse than being startled awake.
No.
Because your body automatically goes into fight or flight.
Well, waking up is already one of the – if you don't wake up naturally, I think – and somebody can fact check me on this, but – being awakened suddenly is one of the hardest shocks to the human body.
Oh, I believe it.
Because you're just like, oh, you know, but you can think like...
Oh, dude, I've woken up like that and my heart is racing.
Dude, Kendra woke me up. She thought somebody was in the house. Babe, someone's in the house. Like, gah! Hey, same thing. My heart immediately, resting heartbeat, whatever it is, 55 beats a minute, 195.
Oh, 100%.
And your adrenaline spikes and I'm going and getting the pistol and checking this shit out. And then okay, everything's good. Okay, well, let's go back to sleep. Like, you can.
Yeah. Like, I'm on an adrenaline fucking dump right now.
Would you fucking start that episode of Friends again, and I'm going to sit on the couch and count fucking dots on the ceiling. Yeah. Like, I am.
Yeah, I need to take the day off because I'm going to go back to sleep. Dude,
I'm ready to go.
Might as well go to work right now. So I've cleared this house twice, man. And
dude, this is a big house, too. This is a
big fucking house, dude. And so it's eerie, right? Like, I know that I have a gun, like, and I know how to clear a room. But I always, like, when I sweep to, like, these closets, I'm like, what if somebody just jumps out of the closet? Because if you're hiding somewhere that you can hide. You're hiding in the closet. You're hiding somewhere that somebody's not going to expect you to be, you know? So I always fucking forcibly open the fucking closet doors, man. And you know, when I was growing up, they were all sliders. All the doors were sliders on your closets. And it'd be so much easier to throw a fucking slider open than to push a door open.
Oh, absolutely.
Came home one time, the screen door was open and the door was unlocked. And I was like, something happened. Something's wrong. She was like, fuck, did I, you know, she's trying to run back through the cameras. I'm like, I don't have time for that.
No, you guys go stay in the truck.
Yeah. You guys go hang out. I'll be right back.
I'm back. We'll be fine.
I'll let you know. You know, and then I get karma. Uh-huh. So we used to lock karma, like, in the garage, you know, so she wouldn't fuck up the house. And
go let Karma in. Come on, we're gonna go fucking clean. We're gonna go clean the house real quick, and Karma will fucking write with me. Boop, 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 all around. And not that I think that she'll eat somebody's face, but I don't think that she will be nice to somebody.
I have had Karma trapped in a hallway.
Yeah.
In your home. I was helping the Medberries out when they were on vacation, and I was feeding the dogs, and I had to lock them out. They could stay in the house at night, but I had to lock them out during the day.
Right.
And they didn't like that.
Yeah, no, Karma doesn't like that.
And Karma came upstairs, and she was at one end of the hallway, and I was at the other end, and all the doors were shut.
Yeah. And I have a long, like, The Shining hallway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What does Karma weigh?
Probably 90.
90? She's a gorgeous Doberman pinscher. Yeah. Very classic, beautiful Doberman
pinscher. You know, and normally very, very calm.
Very calm. It loves me. Yeah. And like leans in, barks at me when I show up, and then leans into me and licks me, and that she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
But she was at one end of the hallway and I was at the other end, and she started barking at me, and I went, nope. Yeah. And I texted them, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I will pay the fucking bill to vacuum your closet or your carpet upstairs if she destroys it. But I'm not getting my face ripped off by Karma.
No. 'Cause
she was fucking terrifying.
She almost fucking fucked me up one day.
Oh, yeah.
I walked in with my fucking trench coat on, and I walked into Hunter's room with my hood on. And she, the hair on her fucking neck stood up. She got around on the bed and fucking started barking at me. I was like, whoa, shit.
Whoa.
I'm like, fuck. I'm like, Karma. You know, and she's like, mm-mm. I don't give a fuck who you are.
I went to my parents' house. They were watching the girls, and they've got Casper.
Yeah.
Casper's a 105-pound golden retriever.
Big old fucking golden retriever.
And he's loves everybody. Very protective, very smart dog. I just opened the front door and walked in, and he was there with the girls, and he spun around and went, whoo, and was ready, and I went, whoo.
Yeah.
And then he looked at me and started wagging his tail, but for a second, I'm like, I mean, that's...
No, they're terrifying. dogs have big faces, big teeth. They're terrifying, and that's why police say, I'm not running after you. I'm going to let my dog go.
And I know we're going on a tangent here.
Yeah, but we always do, so.
I put a bite suit on and let a 55-pound Belgian Malinois take me down, and fought with that dog for a while. And through the police bite suit, he fucked my life up.
Yeah, those dogs are piss missiles.
He didn't break any skin, but the next day, long story short, we'll go into this at some point.
Yeah, we'll get into
From my wrist to my shoulder, I was black and blue.
Yeah.
And I mean, it...
Well, because they do rebites too, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we'll tell you about the rebite. That was something special.
We will save that one for another day. But yeah, that's...
So I can't imagine teeth on flesh.
Oh, no.
And that suit was... I put that suit on. You can't even bend your fucking elbow.
Yeah, no, they're thick.
Yeah.
They are supposed to be designed for that.
Your navy pea coat,
mm-hmm.
twice as thick as that.
Oh, I bet.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
We digress.
Yeah. So, you want to take us out with a quote?
I do. So, one of the best books I've ever read in my entire life was Extreme Ownership by Jocko.
Yes.
And it was a goal of mine. Like, every year at work, I have to set goals. And one of my goals was always to read a leadership book.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when I was setting my goals, he was like, dude, have you read Extreme Ownership by Jocko? And I said, I have not. So my commute's so long, so I listened to it on audiobook. And one of his quotes in there is, discipline is freedom.
Right.
So we laugh and joke and talk about being a creature of habit and pre-planning and all that kind of stuff. And that's kind of like what being a creature of habit is you're pre-planning. You know what you're going to do the next day, so you set yourself up for it.
Right.
So with the quote, discipline is freedom, means – you understand all the steps, you know all the things you do, you set everything up, you do all that pre-work, and then you know that's all done, so you're free to do whatever you want to.
Right.
Like, people can misconstrue, like, discipline, not like I'm yelling at you, discipline, that's it. It's disciplining personal yourself, discipline.
Yes,
to do that kind of stuff. So for me, I don't have to think about any of that shit in the morning.
No.
I don't have to worry about where my keys are, or wonder where my keys are, or run around the house in a panic. You eliminate all of this stress by disciplining yourself and doing things in a routine manner.
Right.
So that's what it really struck with me. And I am a pre-planner for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
And no matter what we do, like if we go hunting, I know this is what I'm going to pack. I know this is what I'm going to do. If we're going to travel, I know this is my day-to-day. Like, I know how I'm going to do things.
Yeah.
And it gives me the freedom to do a lot of other things and waste my time doing other things.
Yeah. These same SEALs and things, they'll tell you, there's 24 hours in a day. How are you going to utilize those?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're figuring out what you're going to do, and they go into all this, man, like, there's 24 hours in a day. Let's say you sleep for 8. You only need 6 or whatever, you know, so cut 2 hours out of that. Then you're at work for whatever, 8, 10. What are you doing with the rest of your fucking time, you know? And that's where they really harp on is time management kind of things.
Yes.
And disciplining yourself to not be in a routine where you just come home, sit on the couch, watch a movie, eat dinner, go to sleep, you know, and run a mundane life that, you know, because to these guys, they're the top 1%. I mean, they're alpha fucking males, and they want everybody to be, you know, in shape and all, in fucking diet and exercise and da 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 da. Like, Goggins runs 100-mile fucking marathons. Like, the guy will just get up and run.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, he's like, the world needs hard motherfuckers. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
Glad you're doing it, because I'm not. Like, I, bro, if I could fucking run, if I could run like that, if I could stand fucking running, I don't know that I would run 100 miles. Like, I don't see the benefit of running 100 miles. But if I, you know, 8 to 10, if you could do like a 5 mile run out and then 5 mile run back or whatever, and it's not terrible. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst. It's just time. I get so bored.
Yeah.
Over hours of the same thing.
Yeah.
I can't fucking do it.
That's why, like, so Javier made fun of me for going to Orange Theory.
Why?
He's like, it's curves. You're going to curves. It's a bunch of chicks. It's just, there's.
Trying to get my sexy back, bitch.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to be a hot
listen
girl
here, and do hot girl shit. But, I'm a hot girl. I'm a hot girl shit.
But there's other dudes in there, Javi. I don't care what you fucking say.
Yeah.
But it's always switched up. It always moves quick.
Yeah.
It's always a different routine. It works everything out.
Right.
So to your point, it's not. There are. They have tread days. And all you do is run on the treadmill. When it's a tread day, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I'll run 4.5 miles, and I'm like, this is lame. And while I'm doing it, I'm like, this is fucking boring. I wish we were doing burpees and then doing this and then doing that. So I agree with you on that. I don't – the thought of training for a half marathon, and my wife's run a couple half marathons, and she'll go, I'm going to go for like an 8-mile run. Mm-hmm. And I go, that's 2.5 – like 2 hours. And she goes, yeah, I'll be back. I'm going to put my headphones on, and I just like to go run.
Fuck that.
That to me, like you, it seems incredibly boring. I want, if I'm going to work out, I want 8 things to do in an hour.
Yeah.
And I'll do all 8 of them. Or if we do 2 hours, fuck it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I want all these different things to do and moving parts and something. The thought of that.
Well, and you know what Orange Theory is really good for, man, is they give you there is a coach, right? So there's somebody yelling at you, telling you what to do.
I have to be told.
And it's also good for like stamina and endurance and like core training.
Yes.
Which you need, which you don't realize, you know, and if you want to bulk, you work out or whatever, but if you just want to be in shape, those are the kind of things that you need to do.
Yeah. So like before we went caribou hunting.
Yeah.
I know my body size. I know my body style. I'm 5'11".
Yeah.
And I go between 170 and 180.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's where my body lives.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to carry 100 pounds, fucking 5 miles.
Yeah, 100%.
And so like my goals and stuff, like I set goals for myself, and I go, this is what I want to be able to do that.
Right.
And it's not I need to run fucking 5 miles in an hour and 10 minutes. I need this. I want the ability to run 5 miles. People say you need to like set goals for yourself.
Right.
Okay. And they have to be achievable. They have to be, well, mine, I want to be able to do that kind of stuff and know that I have the ability to do that. Like you and I have talked about a lot, like a backcountry elk hunt.
Yes.
I want to go do that. I want to discipline myself. And if we set it up, I know it's something we're going to plan like a year in advance.
Right.
And if we set it up and go, this is the day we're doing it. Okay. I'm going to set these goals. I'm going to start hiking. I'm going to start doing this. We're going to start doing that. I'm going to work to that to be able to get to what I think we need to physically to do that, but I don't know 100%.
Well, and that's the thing too, is every hunt is different.
Uh-huh.
So you are wanting to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And that's a good rule of thumb, especially for hunting, because, you know, me, I don't really care to pack things out. I will, man. And when a push comes to shove, man, if you need me, I whatever, I don't give a fuck. I prefer to not. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to go do something like that, I would really have to train, because when you're 7 miles in, what do you do?
Yeah.
You fucking, am I going to just fucking lay out there and die? Like fucking, no, you got to figure that shit out.
Yeah. But you got to think too, is like, if you train for that and you're healthier and you're working out and you're doing all that kind of stuff, it's going to bleed into all the other elements of your life. Like you're going to sleep better. Yeah. You're going to be more active with your kids. You're going to be more active with your wife. You're going to be more healthy. You're going to feel better. You're going to sleep better. You're going to do these things. So setting goals and disciplining yourself and getting into a routine and doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's good for your mental well-being. And there are some people out there that don't, that function on that. Oh no, I go with the flow and I go where the world takes me. And those people, you terrify me.
Yeah.
Like I can't get on board with that. And I'm sorry.
I need some kind of direction.
And I'll tell you what. I can have a lot of adventures. And I do a lot of adventurous shit. And I'm down to do a lot of stuff. But if we're going to do a lot of stuff, let's figure out how we're going to do it with at least some basic parameters.
Right.
And then I will plan to it.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure. And I'll do my nighttime routine. Hey, if we're going to go, Jack, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hike this. We're going to do this. We're going to chase these animals. Okay, how long are we going to be out there? We're going to be gone all day. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to make lunches. Yeah. I'm going to do this.
We need lunches. We need snacks. We need protein.
I'm going to do this. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get all this kind of stuff ready. When I wake up in the morning, I'm going to fucking stretch.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this, and we're going to get a routine. We're going to understand this is what it takes to get to that place.
Right. Yeah. You train for what you're going to do, right? So if we're going to go hiking through mountains, right? Hey, we're going to Idaho for an elk hunt.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking mountains. You know why? Because it's up and down and up and down and around mm-hmm. and around. And it's fucking, it's a problem. Even if I don't go walk trails out here, I'll put my fucking treadmill on incline and I'll walk miles on incline.
But if we're going to do that kind of shit, we're going to get into routine.
Oh, yeah. No, we'd have to.
And go, hey, by the way, on Saturdays and Sundays, Jarrett and Jack,
yeah,
put it on the fucking calendar.
Yeah.
They're going to be gone for 2 hours because they're going to go for a hike.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drag everyone else out there with me. Because our wives would do it too.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, come on, girls. Let's go. Yeah. But that is something we're going to get a routine with and get walking, get that muscle memory built up and do that kind of stuff. So when you get to that event, whatever it is, your half marathon, your hunt, your fishing trip, your Baja 1000, the race you're going to do, all that kind of stuff, build that muscle memory and get into that point to where what you really need to focus on in the moment, you can just focus on that because you know – everything else is taken care of.
Everything's taken care of, yeah.
It's fucking discipline is freedom. Know that you know you have that comfort level that I've got all of this stuff set up.
Right. Did you hear that Tina got her fucking leg of the race changed again?
No.
For the Baker to Vegas?
No.
Now she's running over 7 miles.
Oh.
She has the midnight leg now.
Oh.
And like, so she's been training, right? And she started out, I think she started at 6 miles and then she went down to 5 was her leg. Now she's like 7 point something. It's running midnight.
And so when we went on the cruise, Tina ran every day.
She ran every day. Yeah, no, she's very disciplined.
Dude, and she was, there were days she was like,
yeah, I don't want to. Yeah.
And the boat's fucking moving and she went and she ran and she did that shit. But these folks, so the Baker to Vegas run is what the police do.
Yeah.
And your leg, you run it as fast as you can. They have catchers.
Yeah.
So at your limit, you just keep running past your finish line and you keep running and your friends catch you.
Yeah.
But she's going to run 7 miles as fast as she can. And she's going to try to probably do like 7 minute miles. She's going to try to do 7 miles in 49 minutes.
Which is fast.
I did 4.5 miles in 45 minutes at Orange Theory last Sunday. And I could barely walk when I got out of my truck on Monday morning. I can't fucking imagine.
Yeah.
Can you just sprint? Just fucking sprint 7 miles. Run as fast as you can for 7 miles?
No.
No. I'll walk 3.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, when nobody's watching, I'm going to walk.
Oh, yeah, I'm walking. No.
For sure. You know, and that goes back to fucking, hey, you're only cheating yourself, you know, and all these sayings where people are like, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been fucking killing it, man. I give it up to her. She's been really just all about it, man. Every day she goes for a run, and she's fucking dedicated.
Like, on the cruise, she did that. Yeah. I mean, she maintained her routine, so.
Yeah, no, when we were out there to fucking drink and have a good time, and she's like, I gotta get up early and go to the gym.
Yeah, that's
how I'm like, I feel terrible for you.
Yeah.
Have fun. So, what do you say we wrap this one?
Yeah. Let's sew her up.
All right. So, we'll put a plug in this one. Do we already do our shameless self-promotions?
No, kind of not really, but YouTube, really, like, if folks, you can listen to us on YouTube, you can watch us on YouTube, subscribe, and listen on YouTube. That's a big thing. You can go on to shatteredwisdom.com and get the links to our events and the things we're going to do. And there's a calendar and all that kind of stuff on there. Yeah. If you're not well versed in the social medias, go to shatteredwisdom.com.
Yes.
And it will take you to all the places you need to go.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Fucking yes.
Good to see you, bud.
Good to see you too. Hey.
It's been a day.
Again, fucking check in on your friends.
Yes. Yes. We cannot fucking preach that enough.
Do it. It means a lot. It really means a lot. Yeah. It's a really nice thing for me when people reach out to me.
Yes.
And I get a lot of responses from folks that I don't necessarily anticipate when I reach out to them.
Yeah.
And they kind of divulge a lot of stuff that I will never air any dirty laundry.
Right.
But a lot of people really like that.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people really need that.
Yeah, yeah, they need it, dude. And it's not healthy to keep that shit in. And like we always say, man, if you don't feel like you can talk to anybody about your things, I'll circle back to White Flag. Get the White Flag app.
Yes.
That is a tremendous, tremendously good thing for humanity. I would recommend it for everybody. Even if you don't struggle personally, but you feel like you can help somebody out, get on there and help somebody.
We really should reach out to them and get them on here.
So JJ is going to do that. She reached out to Nathan's little ass today.
Oh, Nathan Guella?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little fucker. We're going to try to get him on here.
Oh, that's easy. I'll make that happen. But what? Reach out to the White Flag folks. Let's get
them on. Yeah, we're going to try to get them on there. There's some people we want to have on here that I think would benefit a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Nathan's for us because he's a friend. But
yeah. But I really think like White Flag, like I really, that's something I really believe in. And I hate to sound like sexist, but there is such a huge focus on mental health, and I really don't think there's enough focus on mental health for men.
No.
And I don't think the stigma, I really think the stigma that needs to be broken is that you need help with your mental health and that you need to ask for it.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of folks that are receptive to help you with that, but you have to ask for it. So I think it's, for us as men, is breaking down that wall and actually reaching out to somebody.
Well, and you know, we had David on the show a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was like, hey, I got help and it made me feel good. And you know, David's a big tough guy and he's not a fucking, you know, he's not one to do that.
Yeah.
But for him to do that and to get a positive outcome for it should tell a lot of people. And if you don't know David, you don't know what I'm talking about, but David likes to fight people for a living.
Oh, I wouldn't fuck around. I would not fuck around with David Castro.
He is a fucking tough guy. He is the epitome of the guy who would not complain, would not ask for help.
Yep.
And if he can do it, you can do it. I promise you, because I don't know who you are out there listening that needs to hear this, but I promise you, if my friends can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, you're not tougher than yourself.
No. No. And you got to get out of your own fucking way.
I agree.
So we'll leave it at that, man. Check in on your fucking friends. And I'm glad my dad checks in on you.
Hey, I Pops. Too.
I'll just ask you how he's doing from now on.
But you know what? After we had your dad on here, I sent him a message. And I was like, hey, I love the fact that like you support us.
Yeah.
He's such a huge proponent for us. And you come on and do the interviews, and you're a great person to interview, and you're so receptive, and you send us feedback and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's exactly what we want.
That's exactly what we need. Buy our merch, man. It's fucking cool. We're selling some merch, man.
Hell yes.
I can't wait to be out and see somebody in one of our hats and be like,
I am so excited to see some random in a Shattered Wisdom shirt and be like, I'm the guy on the left.
Yeah, I will buy you a drink. I would appreciate that shit so much. It'd be fucking outrageous.
Oh, that'd be dope.
But then I would also be like, oh man, you listen to the podcast too? I would pretend like I'm not who I am.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I like that show. How'd you know?
Yeah. No, there's two skinny guys who are in the picture. Yeah, I look like I ate Jack.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I've been Jarrett.
I've been Jack.
And this has been another episode of Shattered Wisdom, and we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, this has been a great time.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. I can't believe we get to do this. All right, you motherfuckers, have a good day.